Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
I was talking with Jason just as the broadcast was starting. And I was talking about pencils, you know, those yellow pencils that we used to write with back in the 50s and the 60s. And I have some. I have some from when I was a child. You know, we still have the same furniture, the same desks, the same desk drawers, the same boxes in the desk drawers that, you know, held the pens and pencils. And I even have a pencil sharpener. It's called a Wizard, W-I-Z-A-R-D. It's kind of a army green color. And it was made in 1921. So the pencil sharpener I got from my dad, and he's had it, you know, probably all of his life, and it was passed on to me. And we've been had this pencil sharpener attached to the wall as long as I can remember, you know, from the 50s. And so it's a really good, high-quality pencil sharpener. We can oil the bearings on this pencil sharpener so it lasts a long time. So it's lasted 100 years. 1920, 1921 is when it was made. And so I've got these. I bought this a Gross of Dixon pencils because I use them in the shop. I use them for marking wood when I cut and for writing. And they're terrible. The erasers, you go to erase and the erasers break off. Brand new pencils. And so I use this Wizard, top of the line, best you could get pencil sharpener that was, you know, in our family for at least 70 years, probably 80, 90, maybe 100. And I noticed that the pencils, today's pencils, the wood is different. They don't sharpen right. The wood is sharpens. And the wood is lousy, and it leaves a rough finish. And, you know, where your fingers hold the wood of the pencil. I'm talking about a yellow pencil. And the pencils from the same company, the Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, pencil company, which is around since the 1800s, same brand of pencils, they're lousy today because they're made in China. So this Gross of pencils that I bought, 144 pencils, 12 dozen, 144 pencils, lousy. The lead's lousy, the eraser's lousy, the wood's lousy. And I compared it to just a generic yellow pencil from the 1960s. The lead is better. The wood sharpens smoothly. It doesn't grate when I'm sharpening it in the pencil sharpener. It's just one example of the Chinification of U.S. products. How lousy everything has become. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Well, as I like to say, the only thing I would even think about getting from China is fireworks.
So I wrote an email to the Dixon Pencil Company, and they're actually owned by an Italian company now, so I guess we couldn't even hold on to pencils. And I said, oh, look, these are lousy. The erasers break off. They're brand new. They don't sharpen right. The lead's lousy. And they said, oh, wow. Oh, geez. Hmm. And so they said they would send me some replacements. And I said, they sent me an email confirming, and I said, great, great. I have 144 of them. So they said they were going to send some more, and I said, you're not going to send me the same kind I already have, right? He said, oh, no, 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 no. We're not going to send you those. We don't have those. So what arrived is an assortment of the same kind that I complained about, which are just as bad as the ones I already bought, and Dixon Ticonderoga, which I haven't sharpened yet to see how they are, and a three-pack of erasers that they say are the world's finest erasers. I don't believe it for a second. The best erasers in the world are not the yellow ones. The best erasers in the world are made by, well, it used to be made by Staedtler Mars, which is a company that made pencils and lead and high-quality graphite products for the drafting industry. Those white erasers are the best. The orange-red ones are lousy. They really are. So just a comment about how I see so many things being destroyed, so many companies being destroyed by the Chinification of U.S. products. Dr. Shuley, as we continue the broadcast focusing on preparedness, my feeling is we can't fix politics. It is so big, so corrupt, so pervasive, and the people are so dumb, there's so many of them, that we can't fix it. All we can do is to hunker down and protect and defend and prepare for our own survival. Do you agree, or do you think we can fix this?
Absolutely. No question about it. I don't trust 99.99999% of politicians.
Okay. So, you know, the big guys went off. Just to hammer down this point that we can't fix it, the big guys had a meeting called the COP26, and that's this group of nations that are meeting to identify what the problems with climate change and actually violent climate change are about and what they can do about it. So they've been meeting. And the research that I've done, the COP 2009, so that would be 12 years ago. They still haven't hit the targets that they said that they were going to hit from the 2009 meeting, let alone the this one, which is 2021, which they call COP26. So a whole bunch of people flew in to this meeting, Jeff Bezos and world leaders, we can call them, in their private jets, and they rented private jets, and these guys flew in, and there were so many of them arriving for this conference that there wasn't enough room at the airport to park all these empty private jets. So that, you know, we have Brazil, China, India, Germany, United States. I mean, it's just a few of the many, many countries that have attended this. It seems to me that the statement that they're making, Joe went and he brought his entourage, and he was in, he met with the Pope at the Vatican, and he had between 85 and 75 vehicles in his entourage. He flew over his private limousine, which weighs 20,000 pounds. You know, it looks like a Cadillac limousine. It weighs as much as our backhoe. It weighs almost as much as our bulldozer. And, you know, it looks like a car. It's not a car. It's a truck with a car body on it. Simulated car body on a truck. The point is, he flew his helicopter over there. I mean, the amount of pollution that he made just going there is unacceptable. What are your thoughts about these people who are hypocrites that say, you know, y'all don't be throwing away your plastic bags, you know, recycle those Walmart bags, don't idle your engines because it's polluting, you have to have these fuel efficient cars because you're polluting the air, and then they pull stunts like this every single year. Do you think that we should just say, you know what, okay, so you guys are polluting, so we're just going to throw our trash out the windows when we drive. We're going to pollute. We don't care because you don't care. Or do we really need to behave? I mean, I'm at a crossroads. I can't figure it out.
You can never figure out evil. And in my opinion, people who are that stupid are not just stupid. They are evil. Period.
Many years ago, I went to a... Actually, it was our son's graduation from the university. And this was before the genocide of a couple of years ago. And, you know, they played the national anthem. And you know, everybody was to stand. And I had a tough time. I had a tough time standing, you know, during the Obama regime, you know, because am I pledging allegiance to Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, and his regime, or am I pledging allegiance to the Constitution of the way the country was founded, you know, the way it used to be before it was, before our government stole the country? What am I pledging to? And I had a really, really tough time. And frankly, I think I was the only one who didn't put his hand over his heart, you know, in this ceremony, because I thought of how corrupt and what am I actually pledging allegiance to? Has that ever crossed your mind, Dr. Shealy? What are we pledging allegiance to, and would we actually honor our pledge?
Well, actually, I've never thought of it except in respect to the origins. I have to admit, I still would honor the original concept. And therefore, I have never thought about not doing it. But then I haven't been to anything that would require me to do it in quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think about it all the time, you know, whenever I'm involved in a situation like this. But it hasn't been for a while because of the genocide and the restrictions that I've placed on myself in terms of travel. But it really bothers me because I absolutely adhere to the principles, the original principles, no question about it. It's just the modification of them, like the principles of education, where back in the 50s and the 60s, I remember that teachers really wanted to do the best they could to educate their students, the principals, the superintendents. Now we are teaching all kinds of things that should not be taught, like, you know, you can be gay and it's fine, and if you want to use the girls' bathroom and you're a boy, that's fine. If you want to wear a dress until lunchtime and then change into, you know, a blue jeans, that's fine.
Oh, well, at least you can make something that I consider among the worst of the worst hilarious.
Well, it's a mess. It really is. So, I've got some questions. And before I ask mine, do you have anything that you'd like to share, Dr. Shealy, with our class?
Oh, at some point, I'd like to talk about getting a new computer.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that.
Well, my computer died on Thursday, and I went to Best Buy, and they promised me I was getting a brand new, this, that, and the other. It came, they put it together. I picked it up on Saturday and haven't made a function yet with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got another computer consultant coming hopefully at noon mm-hmm. to help me try to get it started.
Mm-hmm. I used to do that kind of thing back in, the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. And a lot has changed. But one of the things that I've found, Dr. Shealy, is that I want to own my computer. I don't want to rent it. I want to own the software. I don't want to just borrow it, pay for it, and kind of lease it from Microsoft. And I don't want to have the update, which allows more and more spying and snooping. So what I literally do, believe it or not, is I have old computers. My computers are around 20 years old or darn close to it. And I run Windows XP, which they don't even support anymore. And it works fine for just about everything I want to do. We can talk a little bit more about that when we get...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture. called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Noam Shiel is with us. A medical doctor, surgeon, broadcaster, author, inventor, patent holder. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. And that number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shiley, I can give you a little history, a thumbnail sketch of Windows, the Microsoft operating environment, if you'd like. And I think it would be quite surprising what I might be saying. Is that something you'd like to speak about, or do you want to just stick with that?
Once I get the new computer so I can do anything on it, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just share with you Windows. Okay. Windows, I believe, was stolen by Bill Gates and company from Steve Jobs, the CEO of and founder, one of the founders of Apple Computer. So the Windows environment appeared for the first time in 1985 for us to purchase. It was called Windows version 1.01. 1.01 in 1985. In 1986, it was 1.02. And in 1986, there was another version, 1.03. Then in 87, 1.04. And then there was 2.01 and 2.03 in 1987 as well. 2.1 Windows was 1988. 2.11 was 1989, and Windows 3.0 was 1990. Then in 1992, there was a Windows version 3.1. And then there was Windows NT, which stood for Next Technology, Windows NT, 1993. And then Windows 3.11, 1993, and then Windows 3.2 in 1993. Then 94, there was Windows NT 3.5. Then next year, 1995, there was Windows NT 3.51, which worked really well. 95, Windows 95 came out in 1995. Then NT 4.0 in 1996. In 1998, it was Windows 98. And then the second edition of Windows came out for 98, Windows 98 second edition. That was in 1999. And then in the year 2000, of course, Windows 2000 came out. Then the Millennium Edition of Windows came out in 2000, and there were several versions of what's called Windows XP. There is the Whistler platform, the Freestyle, Harmony, Symphony, Anvil, and Emerald. And they were from the year 2001 through 2005. In 2007, Windows Vista. Windows 7 Regular came out in 2009, and then Windows 8 came out in 2012, 8.1 in 2013 and 2014, and then the one that you had just used recently, which is called Windows version 10, that came out in 2015. But they had 13 versions of Windows 10. There was, yes, really, starting in 2015, there was Threshold 1, Threshold 2, Redstone 1, Redstone 2, Redstone 3, Redstone 4, Redstone 5. And then there was a version called 19H1. And then Vanadium. And then looks like four other, one, two, three, four other versions of Vanadium after that. Then in 2021, last month, Windows version 11. And what I'm trying to demonstrate is each version of Windows had bugs, problems, defects, and each version of Windows was fixed with the succeeding version of Windows. And Bill Gates and company did not say, you know, most so sorry for the bugs, sorry for all the problems y'all are having, sorry for the blue screens, the crashes, the freezes, the lockups, and the loss of data. How about we send you another copy? That's not Bill Gates style. What Bill Gates says is you can, since you don't own your Windows anyway, so what you do, you just kind of lease it. You have a license to use it. So you pay for it. It's defective, and the fix for the defective product is the new version, which will fix some of the problems that you just had in your old version, and you get new problems that you haven't figured out what they are yet with your new version. That's what he's been doing, and all of those versions that I've explained have bugs in them. So the newest one, Windows 10, you don't even own it. Okay, I mean, it sits on your computer and you do your computing out of space. Same thing, I believe, is with Windows version 11. So what is the answer? I think I have the answer, which is what I use for just about everything, which is called Linux Mint. Linux Mint. I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended his time at the Group of 20 summit on Sunday trying to convince Americans and the wider world that he's got things under control. In a news conference to a prepared list of reporters Sunday, Biden said his fellow G20 members, they know me, I know them, we get things done together. Sydney's international airport came alive with emotions, embraces, and laughter on Monday as Australia's border opened for the first time in 20 months. Australia believes that vaccination rates are now high enough to mitigate the dangers of allowing international visitors again. White House Press Secretary, 42-year-old Jen Psaki, said Sunday that she has come down with COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. Psaki said she was last in contact with President Biden on Tuesday. The president tested negative on Saturday, according to the White House. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the Biden administration is allowing unvaccinated illegal immigrants into the United States, they are placing these folks in communities throughout America. Now, with the vaccine mandate by President Biden, Americans across the country are losing their livelihoods. Dozens of firehouses in New York City are forced to close because of the layoffs. One Colorado teacher is speaking up and says this is bad for education. Benjamin Helgeson on Fox News.
They informed me that despite the religious exemption, my presence would cause an undue hardship and that myself and my colleagues would be placed on unpaid leave through the remainder of the year and beyond. You remember when, I don't know if your viewers have seen Clark W. Griswold when he got his letter from his boss about being in the Jelly of the Month Club. You know, it was like a bang over the head and a punch in the face, quite honestly. And beyond that, gut-wrenching and surprising because we actually took all the steps necessary in order to be granted our exemption, so it was a surprise in the worst way.
The school district has told teachers not to talk to other teachers or students.
That's a million-dollar question. Honestly, we didn't do anything wrong, so there was no reason to be punished that way. And basically, I'm at a loss for why they would have said that. And yeah. In response, we did file a suit basically saying that that was discriminating against our freedom of speech rights.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just a slight detour. Dr. Shilley, we just heard that President Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, was with the president a few days ago, and she tested positive for COVID, even though she's been double dosed, and she's she wears a couple masks at a time, and so she was with the president, and she's positive for the China virus. And wouldn't it be something if she infected the president just before he took off for this global meeting on climate change, where he's in rooms glad handing and rubbing shoulders with all of his best buddies who are running the show, meaning the world leaders? Wouldn't that be awful if that happened? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if Joe brought the virus, the China virus, to this global meeting?
That's actually, he's worse than the China virus.
Yeah. So back to the operating systems, operating environments. Back when I was a computer consultant in the 90s and the 2000s, I despised Microsoft so much because of the this blue screen crashes that we were having, the software lockups. And, you know, we built thousands of computers for the school systems. And I would spend hours and hours and hours debugging and making sure the computers were perfect for the students to use. And then I would clone them. I would get one perfect model, and then I would clone it identically and just change the names of the computers. So, you know, Workstation 1, Workstation 2, etc. But they'd all be identical. And so I put the labor into making sure I had a perfect model before I cloned it. But I still had all kinds of problems with Windows, the operating system. So I learned about Linux, L-I-N-U-X, and it's an operating environment. And there was a well-known brand of distribution of Linux called Red Hat, Red, R-E-D, space, H-A-T. And I called the CEO of Red Hat, and I asked him if he would give me a copy for every single computer in the public school district where I was a consultant. If he would give me a copy for free, I would put the first major rollout in the public school system, kindergarten through 12th grade in the country. If he would give it to me, every product there is that they have, and a year's worth of technical support so that we could roll it out, because this was brand new to us. We were replacing Windows, which had never been done before in the public school environment. And so I met with him in North Carolina, and he agreed, and we did it. And so what I'm suggesting you might want to try when you talk with your consultant is Linux, L-I-N-U-X. And Linux is code, an operating system, similar in many ways to Unix, which is what the telephone network runs on. I'm talking about the old Bell telephone network. And you know how reliable that was. That was rock solid. That was up all the time. It didn't crash. Well, very rarely does Linux have a problem. And I've been using Linux since the late 90s. And I have it right in front of me right now. I'm broadcasting using Linux. And it's free. All you have to do is type in Linux Mint, M-I-N-T, that's a version of Linux, a distribution of Linux, Linux Mint, like the plant, M-I-N-T, comma download, and you'll see how you can download it, and it's absolutely free, and it would be the equivalent of Windows, plus Microsoft Office, plus every other application you could imagine, and it's all bundled in, and it's all free, and it's pretty darn easy to install. And it looks and feels and acts just like Windows. Now, how is that possible? Because people throughout the world have decided that they had had it with Microsoft Windows and Microsoft products, and they built their own. It's a competing version now. It's kind of like a cult-like version, but it absolutely works, it's free, and it's open source, which means that the guys and gals who write each component of the application say, here's what I did, here's the actual code, and if you can do it better, go ahead. But the rule is you have to delineate what change you made and who you are. And so people have written the code, the software, the programs that are all bundled together under what's called Linux Mint. And it's great. Now, but it doesn't do everything. There are some applications that are written just for Microsoft products, like Microsoft Windows, and they won't work generally easily with Linux. But my word processor, spreadsheet, database, drafting program, that's all bundled in absolutely for free with Linux, and it's free to download. Any questions or comments, Dr. Shuley, about that?
At this point, there's nothing I can do until I can get the new computer functioning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here's what your consultant can do, if you'd like. And this is what I did in the public school system. Because I was concerned that, and I did this over a summer, so the students weren't there and most of the teachers weren't there. So what we did was we built a dual boot system. So when the screen comes up, like when you power up your computer, it would come up to Windows. Well, ours came up with a screen that said, press 1 for Linux, press 2 for Windows. And you would either type in the number 1 or the number 2. And it would take you to either one of those two operating environments. And so if you weren't happy with Linux, you could just stay with Windows. But it really absolutely works. So I suggest you talk to your guy and say, well, what do you think about Linux? And see if, because it sounds like the problems that you're having is your computer quits, it dies, you lose your data. Is that right?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and the other thing that I would suggest that you do is that you ask him about uninterruptible power. So you're in Springfield, Missouri, where your clinic is. Is that the one you're talking about, your work computer, is that, or your home computer? Which one?
Well, it's the same one. I take it back and forth.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, you have a battery then, so it's a notebook, right?
I'm sorry?
Is it a notebook computer, or, you know, a portable computer? Okay, so you have a battery in there, and that would ride. I was going to suggest that you get uninterruptible power. But if you have a battery in there, that'll ride out the short-term blackouts and brownouts of power. But you should always use a good quality surge protector. Do you have one of those attached to your computer? Okay.
Yeah.
Then you're good. Then you're good. All right. But I would just write down Linux and ask your guy about that. And if he wants to talk to me, you can give him my number. I'll be glad to talk to him. Okay, so back to medicine. I was thinking about something that I've heard for a long time. And I don't want to get too graphic in this particular broadcast class, but I've heard that, you know, when people get married, they tend to look like each other, you know, over time. Now, I'm not sure if that's because they, you know, a guy likes a girl that kind of looks like he looks like, and his mother looks like, and his father looks like, or whether they just grow to look like each other. And if they grow to look like each other, is that because during intimate relations, bodily fluids are exchanged and DNA is exchanged, and that helps them look like each other? Or is this whole thing just hogwash?
Beyond me.
Okay, but you have heard that people, you know, when they're married, they tend to look like each other, right?
I have heard that, and I don't see it very often.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, well, yeah, and Mrs. Finelli doesn't look anything like me, that's for sure. I mean, she's blonde and blue-eyed, and I'm darker complected and, you know, and have brown hair and brown eyes. Okay. What are your thoughts about the president demanding that people wear masks, that people become vaccinated, and then he globetrots around the country? Any concern about the hypocrisy there?
Well, you're opening up the biggest can of snakes in the world.
Yeah?
I think the entire scam is undoubtedly the most evil takeover of the world that's ever happened.
Now, when you say scam, you're talking about the use of a bioweapon to control us. Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. And I have an email that I received, and by gosh, it was. Let me read this. This came in, and I guess I won't identify who it's from. I wanted to mention a couple of disturbing incidents. The first one is about a person I read about. He didn't want the vaccine. His daughter, a pharmacist, said that in order to see the children, he had to get the jab. He did, and he died two days later. I wonder if she will see that she should have contributed to his death. Our friend had the same problem. His daughter denied him visits with his grandparents. He just got the jab. I hope he's okay. I'm in a situation that we know a family member is going to have surgery. We aren't allowed to see them because we aren't vaccinated. It's very sad to see how people are brainwashed. I'm losing friends. I can't even try to educate them. They just dismiss all I say. So the question is, here is a situation, and I'm sure this happens a lot because there's so many divorces in the United States, that husbands and wives, once divorced, one may be pro-vax, one may be anti-vax, and you want to see the children? You're going to have to get a vaccine. And what do you do in a situation like that? I mean, I know what I would do, Dr. Shealy, but I would say, really? So I can't see the children because I'm not vaccinated? I guess they're all yours. I mean, I'm not, you know, as much as I love our children, I'm really not interested in dying to go visit them. You know, I can talk to them on the phone, and maybe, you know, we can meet and talk over maybe 50 feet of distance. But would you, what are your thoughts about accepting the jab to see your children?
Under no circumstance whatsoever. Period. Mm-hmm. Not debatable.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And it sounds heartless. It really does, but it's not heartless. Because I want to be around to help and nurture and assist our children any way I can. And I still assist and train and educate our children every single day. And I'm sure you do the same. So, class, you just heard it. You just heard from two people that on the radio that under no circumstances, even if we're told we can't see our children, unless we get the jab, we're not getting the jab. We're not getting the jab. So I suggest you think about that. What would you do in your life? And would you tolerate someone telling you you can't see your children? Or would you just make sure that that never happened?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, one of the kisses of death in radio is to talk about commercials. So I'm going to do that in a positive way. I just heard a commercial I've heard many, many times here at USA Prepares. And I even talked to the CEO and I congratulated. I called him up months and months ago and I congratulated him on the radio advertisement. It's shopsupertea.com. Now, I'm just talking about the commercial itself. That's all I'm talking about. But it's slowly delivered. It's clear to understand. It's concise. It talks about what the product is, how much it costs, where to get it, the phone number, and the time zone. It's all there. But that commercial is kind of alone in the world of commercials of hurry, 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 hurry. You got to get it because right now it's the last train out of Dodge. I just wanted to say that I wish all commercials were like that, slow, concise, rather than try to encourage you to buy something that you don't need immediately. Any comments about that, Dr. Shealy? Just
well, as a matter of fact, the only time I listen to commercials is when I'm on the radio with you.
Well, yeah, me too. I mean, I have a Seek, S-E-E-K button on my radio that's kind of worn out because when I travel towards Springfield, I hit next, you know, seek, trying to find some radio station that has some programming that, you know, can reach the antenna of my truck, that's worth listening to. And it's terrible. Radio has become a morass of just lousy, I don't know what. It's not music that they're playing. It's noise. Tonight is Dr. Shealy. We've talked about it in the past. If a person, and this came, I was asked to ask you this question. So if a person has tinnitus for a long time, can it lead to other conditions?
Yes and no. That is, it sometimes gradually leads to hearing loss, mm-hmm. or vice versa. It could start with hearing loss and then develop tinnitus. But it is extremely distracting.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if that's why some people want to have what I would call background noise in their homes, meaning the television's running, you know, while they're awake and even while they're asleep. You know, that TV's running 24/7. to distract the person from the tinnitus in their ears. Is that a possibility?
Anything's possible, but it would be annoying to me. I've never been one to like background noise.
Right. I had this discussion with Mrs. Finella yesterday, and I said, you know, I like it quiet. I really do. And when I was growing up, my dad said, why don't you listen to the radio really softly while you're sleeping? You might learn something. You know, as we're talking about talk radio back in the 1960s, the early 1960s. And so I did, and that's when I became, interested in radio and what people had to say in health and medicine and, you know, all kinds of things. Dr. Carlton Fredericks, for example, but he was on during the day. Anyway, but at night, right now, I mean, for the last 30 years, I like it quiet. I like it quiet at night. I don't want to hear all kinds of, you know, background noise. And I certainly don't want the blue screen running, because I have found that if you listen to, let's say you're at the other side of the house and someone has a television running and they're watching a DVD and it's a, you know, within the last 20 years DVD, there's yelling and screaming. It sounds like people are giving birth in the next room. You know, it's... It's murder, it's mayhem, it's explosions, it's thunder, it's crashes, it's, you know, it's sword fights, it's cannons going off. I mean, it's like every 3 or 4 minutes there's another explosion or another baby's being delivered. And if you listen to it, you know, down the hall in your house, it'll sound like someone's having, you know, a dire life-threatening emergency every 3 minutes. So I don't like it. I mean, and I don't want it in my house. Any comments about that?
I have not turned on the television in 4 years and 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't never turn it on again.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting you say that. We used to have television here, and then when the FCC decided that they were going to take the frequencies away from public television, I'm talking about the standard frequencies that would be in most cities, ABC, CBS, NBC, you know, the nightly news. When they took that away and converted to digital, that was the end of television for us. I did not get one of those converters at that time, and the government was giving you a credit of $45 because they stole our frequency and gave it away. So I haven't watched television. And what I find is it's really for the intellectually impaired, for the most part. If I want to watch the news, I can read about it in 1/50th of the amount of time that it takes them to tell me on the television news. Same with you, Dr. Shuley?
Absolutely. I prefer reading.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Dr. Shuley, and I'll be right back. I've got some medical questions about hypothyroidism and diseases that...
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.